Jesus got up from supper, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had reclined again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, slaves are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Our midweek sermon series was titled Walking with the Lord. Since Ash Wednesday, we've been talking about things to do on our spiritual journey. During Lent, we've talked about praising God and seeking God's help when we're in a pit. We've talked about walking with the Lord in times of trouble and how God brings us through that trouble in what I called Red Sea moments. God brings us through those Red Sea moments into lives that are filled with compassion and forgiveness, peace, shalom, breathing, and love. The night before he died, Jesus gathered his disciples for a final Passover meal together. He sat with them. He sat with them. And at one point, he stood up and he washed their dirty feet. And afterwards, our reading told us, he sat with them again. He reclined. He sat with them. Now, as important as it is to walk with the Lord, as we've been talking about for the last 40 days, it's also important to sit with the Lord. Sitting with the Lord is a time for us to listen to the Lord. Tonight, we listen to the Lord's command to love one another. Jesus called this a new commandment. Now, to us, it's a pretty old commandment. We've been hearing this command our whole lives. But in a spiritual way, this will always be a new commandment. Every time we express love for one another, every time we offer prayer, like we're offering prayer for Paul, Corinne's husband, or helping out a confused pastor who needs a guitar, every time we do that, there's something new. There's a new blessing in every moment. This past week with my family, I've been grieving the death of my brother Frank. Every expression of comfort has been new and fresh. I shared with the worship and music committee meeting on Tuesday that it's a blessing to belong to a caring and loving church family. I've grieved before. I've grieved the death of both parents. I've grieved the death of my stepson, Jeff. I've grieved the death of a sibling before, my sister Emily. But there's something new about the comfort that I've received this past week. Something new happened because something new was needed. I suggest that this is what Jesus meant when he called his commandment new. Every time a new need arises, Jesus wants his disciples to do a new thing. That new thing is never judging. It's certainly not to suggest that, oh, you should grieve in a different way. It's certainly not a suggestion of don't cry. What's needed in every new experience, new need, is a new commandment. What's needed, Jesus tells us, is that we love one another. Tonight we're sitting with the Lord and we're listening to the Lord. Sitting with the Lord on Maundy Thursday is a time to receive the best spiritual food ever. Take this bread. Take this wine. Eat. Drink. Sit with the Lord at his table. Receive the Lord. Here, tonight, the Lord is with us, around us, above us, below us, in front of us, behind us. Sitting with the Lord means that Jesus is within us. Now, this is more than a religious ceremony. Sitting with the Lord matters. Sitting with the Lord and eating at the table with the Lord changes our lives. Sitting with the Lord changes how we stand up and how we continue to live our lives. When Jesus said, love one another, he said it as a mandatum, a mandi, a command, a commandment. Whatever you call it. This new commandment is more than words. This new commandment was served up with food, the body and blood of our Lord, his presence. This food that we receive while sitting with the Lord gives us the ability to do something new when something new is needed. This food we receive tonight while sitting with the Lord gives us a desire to wash the feet of others. Not literally. We don't do that here. We don't do it literally, but we wash the feet of others when we, in our everyday actions, care for someone, when we comfort someone, when we support someone, when we serve someone. When we do a good thing for others, we are washing their feet in a spiritual sense. And Jesus is calling us to do that in the way we live. The food that we receive while sitting with the Lord is strength for us to do the work of Christ in the world around us. The food that we receive while sitting with the Lord gives us the power to help lift someone else out of a pit that they might find themselves in. This food we receive while sitting with the Lord is our best form of evangelism. After giving the new commandment, Jesus said, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." People will know we're followers of Jesus by our love, by our example. So before we serve the Lord, we sit with the Lord. We listen to the Lord. We receive the presence of the Lord. One last thought. My focus tonight is that we're sitting with the Lord at the Lord's Supper. But let's remember to carve out moments in our lives to sit with the Lord and listen to his teachings. Take time every day to sit with the Lord and receive his presence. When you're overly busy or intense or in a pit or in a frustrating experience, carve out some time to sit with the Lord. And when you rise up, you'll be better equipped to follow the new commandment, to love others. You'll be prepared to forgive. You'll be prepared to share shalom, peace with others. You'll have a deeper faith. You'll have hope. You'll have love. Tonight we're sitting with the Lord in preparation to remember his suffering and death. Tonight is the night before he died. Tomorrow is the cross. There was no greater love. Tonight we remember that our Lord loved us with a love that's with us tonight, with the love that will be with us tomorrow, with the love that will be with us for all eternity. Let us pray. Sitting with the Lord tonight, listen. Listen to Jesus say to you, receive my presence, my body, my blood. Given for you. Jesus is saying, love one another. Love one another. Love one another.